Time is running, but I would now like to open a space just for overall comments or questions towards the whole. I mean, these were the 9 propositions. You've seen them now. Or to the platform in general. I mean, we now have come up with 2 concrete things. One is on women, religion, and experiences of violence, and the other one is creation and interfaith dimension of our care for creation. So I think I would like to see both directions again. How can we integrate interreligious perspectives in our own life, and how can we contribute to the life of the platform? So I'm interested in that.
Thanks very much, Simona. We're living here in the city of Calvin, and yet Geneva now is so overwhelmingly secular. And I was wondering, how does that secular reality of Geneva influencing the platform?
Because at least in Christianity, the churches that are growing are those that are not part of the interreligious platform and that are missionizing and evangelizing other people. So the churches that are not growing are those that are open, etc. I don't know if that's true for Buddhists and Muslims also, but it's certainly a part of what happens in this city. And I think the secularism is the kind of big hole in the midst of all of this. So how does one communicate from any of our religious traditions into a secular society which knows almost nothing about any of them?
Yes.
I come from Africa, where there is still African traditional religion, which is actually you cannot distinguish religion from culture in the African context, and that there is so much richness of the African communitarian ethos into which can actually sum up all these points that you have talked about. And yet I realize that every time when we talk about interreligious dialogue or cooperation, African traditional religion is usually looked down upon. So how do you deal with the inbuilt biases and racism that actually also influences the way we look at who we can relate with and how we can cooperate in all richness?
It's a very difficult question, and I think you're pointing at something that is not on the radar of the platform, to be very frank and honest. What is on the radar is really the secular environment, or the secular Geneva, so to say. I think this is the constant thing that is very present, and it comes up in different forms in our meetings. But I think the African traditional religions, this is not present. Although I assume that in Geneva it's present, it is present, but it's not present in the platform. So I simply have to say this in that clear way. When it comes to the secular environment, I think one of the big issues is that there is no religious education here. I mean, in many other cantons in Switzerland, they have it. And so there is kind of some basic religious education in public schools. I mean, you can still say, does it help or doesn't it help? But this question comes up. What has happened is the platform has developed an exhibition in the Musée d'Ethnographie in Geneva, where they have different kind of artifacts from different cultures. And in the Musée d'Ethnographie, they were always seen as different cultures. But now they have created a parcours where they explicitly identify religious artifacts to talk about religion more explicitly. So there are kind of small things where they try to highlight this. The fact that the platform now gets money for this project on neighborhood engagement and the laws project is already a sign that the city of Geneva and the canton of Geneva are trying to see the importance of religion. But the discussion in the Grand Conseil is not very fair. I mean, it's antagonistic because there is a laicist movement still quite strong. So I think some of the questions that you raise are valid questions, but we don't have the answer to it. And I think one of the difficulties is, do we really reach younger generations? And we don't at the moment. I mean, we have to be very clear. So I think, we in the platform we should talk about this. But the problem is that, I mean, I'm really one of the youngest there. I mean, most people are 20 or 30 years older than me in this platform. So it's quite difficult to engage with that. But okay, I don't want to end on this note. I want to say that I think the platform is something very valuable that we have in Geneva. I think it has been built over time, and this means trust has been built over time with these different leaders. And one of the things that is important is that in the platform you have communities of different weight. I mean, weight or in terms of numbers, in terms of size, but also in terms of influence and power. And I find that in general, we talk on equal footing about these issues. And for me, that is already an achievement. There are also moments, I mean, when terrorist attacks happened, the platform together had an event to commemorate the victims and was kind of on the same page on this. At the same time, there are also some difficult moments where some of the communities that come from a minority situation back home feel that the platform does not enough address their plight or the plight of their communities back home. And I think there is still some task ahead of us to deal with this. So as I said, there's one more. So this will be the last comment, I think.
This comment goes back to what you said on the bodies. And this is just a plea to everybody to go and see that exhibition. It is very educational. There was a hue and cry when it passed to the United States, and I was there at the time and I saw it. And I learned to respect my body all the more for having seen how it works. You walk through these long alleys of structures. I don't even call them bodies anymore because they look like anybody could have made them. People think of, yes, they are cadavers, but you see how your nervous system works. When you see the network of your nervous system, you're afraid to even touch anything anymore because you say, I'm hurting myself. So if you talk to anybody, tell them it's interesting, it's education, it's informative, it's good for us to see. And forget the idea that you're seeing cadavers, because it will make you respect your body a bit more. Okay, that's all I wanted to add.
Thanks. It's very good to end on the note of respect. I underline that word very much. So thank you very much. It was great having you here. And let's continue discussing about our contribution to the platform. Thank you.